Good evening. I'm Rick Cottom. Welcome to Your Maryland. In June 1932, 3 years after the stock market crashed and the economy fell into the Great Depression, thousands of desperate veterans of the First World War's Allied Expeditionary Force in France converged on the nation's capital. In the good times of 1926, Congress had authorized a cash bonus for their service, but it wasn't to be paid until 1945. Given the circumstances, Congressman Wright Patman had submitted a bill to allow payment right away. Veterans were delighted. If they got the money now, they said, they could buy food and clothing for their families and thereby help stimulate the economy. As they assembled around the Capitol in support, Patman's bill passed the House. Then the Senate, fearful of giving in to a mob of anarchists, voted it down. The veterans and their families had set up a sprawling camp on the Anacostia Flats in the district, just across the Maryland line. Good-humoredly, they began calling themselves the Bonus Expeditionary Force. Living in what they derisively called mansions of cardboard, tin, and tar paper, they were a cross-section of American life. Writer John Dos Passos thought they were men who were getting on in middle life, with sunken eyes, hollow cheeks, and pale-looking, with knotted hands of men who worked hard with them, and then for a long time had not worked. As the hot summer days rolled by, the veterans demonstrated that they were anything but revolutionaries. Moved by their plight, society matrons sent truckloads of sandwiches and cigarettes to the camp, and Congress talked of donating surplus cots and blankets, to which the War Department sternly objected. The police, on the other hand, were generally friendly, and retired Marine Corps General Smedley Butler, a 2-time Medal of Honor winner, told them to keep up the crusade and stick up for their rights. "Remember," he said, "you didn't win the war for a select class of a few financiers and highbinders." On July 20th, this civil atmosphere changed. Twice the bonus marchers tried to demonstrate in front of the White House, but each time a confrontation developed. Angry voices rang across the flats. The sound reached the ears of Army Chief of Staff General Douglas MacArthur, the war's most decorated hero, and a man who had returned from France to a much different sort of life. For a time, he had been married to a Philadelphia banking heiress and lived at Rainbow Hill, a real mansion just north of Baltimore. His social class and military rank had made him a conservative who saw anarchy and communism everywhere. MacArthur decided to drive the bonus army out of Washington. He called for tanks, a T-4 armored car from Aberdeen Proving Ground, and a troop of cavalry commanded by a brash young major, George S. Patton. The storm broke on July 28th when police tried to evict veterans squatting in buildings near the Anacostia River. The men resisted. One policeman panicked, fired into the crowd, and a veteran fell dead. The police withdrew. But MacArthur, who had assembled his little army around the Washington Monument, gave the order to advance. Hoover sent 2 different messengers ordering the general not to cross the Anacostia and go onto the flats, but MacArthur ignored them. His troops smashed into the ramshackle camp with fire and tear gas. Tanks bulldozed the shacks. Patton's cavalry slashed at their former comrades with sabers. 2 veterans were killed. 2 infants died from inhaling tear gas, and a little boy trying to save his pet rabbit was bayoneted in the leg. Men, women, and children ran for their lives. As Hoover watched the fires that night from his office window, MacArthur brazenly told reporters that the president deserved all the credit. A week or two longer, he said, and the government would have collapsed and been taken over by communists. The country thought otherwise and turned Hoover out of office that fall. In 1936, Wright Patman resubmitted his bill. This time, another veteran, Harry S. Truman of Missouri, steered it through the Senate. $2 billion went out to 3 million veterans, about $580 each. The Depression had a long way to go, but at least for a time, men who had fought for their country could feed their families.
The last gold dollar is gone. Last gold dollar is gone.